Hello, and thank you for tuning in to the Indiana Athletic Trainers Association podcast, hosted by the Young Professionals Committee. The views and opinions expressed by speakers, guests, or others who have provided materials to and for this podcast are not necessarily those of the IATA. The IATA assumes no responsibility for, nor endorses any of the comments, recommendations, or materials that are provided. Do you need CEUs? Check out the IATA website, where you can find a link to EBP Central, working in collaboration with athletic trainers to continue Indiana's tradition of excellence.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to the IATA podcast. My name is Daniel Welty, and I'm the IATA Young Professional Committee Chair, and will be today's host of the IATA podcast. On today's podcast, we're going to be talking about IATA membership value. We're going to be talking about what kind of benefits members get from being a member of the IATA. And we're also going to talk about ways that the IATA uses membership dollars to advance the profession of athletic training in the state of Indiana. We are excited to have Sarah Myers on the show today to talk about membership value. Hi, Sarah. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. Sarah, before we get started on the podcast today, could you introduce yourself to our listeners?
Sure. My name is Sarah Myers. I'm a certified athletic trainer, and I'm also a strength and conditioning specialist, certified personal trainer, and then a slew of other fun stuff on the end of my name. I've been doing this for a really long time, and I work for Methodist Sports Medicine. They are one of the leaders in the industry in terms of hiring athletic trainers. So one of the largest employers in the state of Indiana in terms of athletic trainers. And they're implemented in literally every facet of this business. We have athletic trainers that are directors of business development, directors of philanthropy, director of our research and education foundation. I work in the rehab department. So I'm one of the athletic trainers that sees patients that come into the clinic. And I also work in our Research and Education Foundation.
Thank you so much. I also want to talk about your involvement within the IATA as the membership committee chair. So could you talk about your committee and what the role of the committee is within the IATA?
Sure. So in terms of membership, we kind of serve as a conduit for our members if they have issues that they feel like they need to address and they're not quite certain who they would come to, then we can serve as a resource for any member within the state of Indiana. And that can be on any topic whatsoever. So if we don't have a specific committee that might be relative to what a member has a concern or a question or an issue about, then they can reach out to membership and hopefully get some answers.
So any of those unknown questions or where you need to direct it, take it to Sarah. So
exactly. You got it.
All righty. So I think many of our listeners are probably members of the IATA or know who the IATA is, but could you talk about the IATA and the mission of the IATA?
Sure. So our mission is to strive to put athletic trainers as a preferred healthcare provider in the state of Indiana, and we want to align ourselves with the mission of the NATA, and more so than ever, NATA, the BOC, CATE, the NATA Foundation are all working together to make sure that we're all striving for that common goal. And so, you know, NATA has over 29 committees, and the IATA likes to serve as an avenue to lead into that and to further the global mission of athletic trainers. And of course, we ultimately want to follow the intentions of the NATA and be intentional about what we do and say as athletic trainers. And so IATA, you know, we look at our clinical specialization and focus on those alliances between our bigger groups to make sure that we all stay strong and steadfast in our mission to promote athletic trainers.
Thank you. And also, you know, within the IATA, we have a lot of relationships and a lot of contracts with different organizations because without individuals and without members of the IATA, IATA can't function. Right. So one of our groups that we work with is the Cordon Group, who is our association management company. So could you talk about that group and then how that benefits the IATA?
Yeah, so prior to becoming membership committee chair, I didn't realize how much has to happen behind the scenes. And so the Corydon group is instrumental in making sure that we're organized and that all of the initiatives that we set forth are done in a manner that is in alignment with a budget as well as with our strategic goals. And they help us, you know, kind of revisit the IATA's mission and strategic goals and development planning and that sort of thing. So they are very good at making sure that the IATA stands within some of the initiatives and we accomplish those goals. And they're really good at managing just our organization as a whole to make sure that our stakeholders are informed and educated about what athletic trainers do.
And we also use the Corydon Group as our lobbying firm. So you could talk a little bit about why it's important for the IATA to have a lobbyist and have somebody on our side as athletic trainers.
Right. So our lobbyist is also incredibly important because each state's practice acts can be a little different and varied. And we want to make sure that, again, we are promoting the athletic trainers as, you know, the preferred healthcare provider and making sure that we're educating all the people that make the decisions regarding the laws that are passed within the state of Indiana because it affects our practice act. So the lobbyist is there to ensure that we establish good relationships with those individuals and that they understand the mission of the IATA and how important athletic trainers are in terms of educating parents, the public, coaches, and how we're instrumental in needed in the high school and the secondary settings, especially.
And I think it's really important for members to know that, you know, the Corydon Group being our association management company, as well as being having our lobbyists there, it's kind of nice having them in kind of, I guess, one package, if I can say that.
Yeah.
It's a really easy communication, and there's a lot of work behind the scenes that the IATA benefits from for having both association management as well as having lobbying. So
absolutely,
we're very fortunate to have them on our side.
Definitely.
Another relationship we have, a little bit newer relationship, is with the Clark Group Associates. Could you talk about what the Clark Group does with the IATA and again, how that benefits members?
Yeah. So, you know, we've had really, I would say, a transformative collaborative agreement within the last couple of years that came out with the American Physical Therapy Association and the National Athletic Trainers Association. And that has really shown that ATCs and PTs can do amazing things together. And having the Clark Group to help facilitate those relationships will give really a strong focus on billing, coding, and revenue issues to make sure that the athletic trainers within the state of Indiana who are billing for services are knowledgeable and have opportunities to address things that come up. And it serves as a great relationship between those of us who are billing, because I bill for services within our practice, and he's helpful in terms of determining, okay, who do we need to talk to with regards to contracts to see what is it that's not getting the athletic training codes billed and paid for. So he is really instrumental in terms of making sure that we continue to progress from a state practice act as well as from the billing side of things whenever we're working with outside providers who are paying for rehabilitative services. So he has a wealth of knowledge. You know, he's been doing a strategic project management for a long time, and he's served on NATA as well as other innumerable committees that give us a unique platform, I think, because of his experience and his wealth of knowledge from that.
And it's from my understanding that members that are having issues maybe with billing, or maybe they are new to billing, or maybe want to get into that realm and working with their hospital or organization, can reach out to Clark Simpson and the Clark Group Associates and contact him directly, or they can reach out to the IATA. We can get them in touch with them just so he can help you along that process. And that's what he's there for. That's what that relationship is between the IATA and the Clark Absolutely. Group. Is that correct?
Yes. And through their, through the EBP Central, they have several new classes or courses or webinars online that talk about billing and coding and that sort of thing. So that partnership has really evolved to help athletic trainers understand that business side of it, where we may not always see it in the collegiate setting. I know that it's been a really long time since I've been in the master's program at IU, but when I was there, we were not billing for athletic trainers yet. And that wasn't even a discussion in an era of our classes. So hopefully that is in, you know, the business management side of athletic training classes, and they're having those discussions. But then it was not. So for some of us who have been in the practice a long time, you know, that's not something that we discussed. So if they wanted to work in a clinical setting, that's a great resource to do those webinars.
Thank you. I think members, if you have followed us on social media or have checked out our new website, have seen some changes. Yeah. One is our updated logo as well as our website. So could you talk a little bit about those changes that were made, why they were made, and then also what information can members find on our new renovated website?
Yeah. So whenever we talk about the logo, again, we wanted to kind of align with how the NATA is doing a lot of their information and their marketing, again, so that we can, you know, show that we are in support of and in alignment with our national organization. So the colors and the logos were decided upon by the executive committee. And it's just kind of something that we felt represented us well. And we liked having the state logo, and we liked having AT differently. Just if you've gone to any of the national conferences lately, some of their marketing stuff will show that. And then in terms of the website, you can find information on how you can become more involved with leadership. Committees, you know, they have opportunities for people to, you know, step up and be a part of organization. And you can, there are resources for the athletic training students in terms of if they're looking to, you know, become certified or participate in the Quiz Bowl, and additional student resources. It talks about honors and awards that we offer. So we offer some scholarships to our undergraduate students, as well as public resources just in general, which is where you can find, you know, job postings that are available to athletic trainers within the state of Indiana.
Since you mentioned honors and awards, you know, IAT likes to honor athletic trainers across our state that have been doing wonderful things. Yep. That also includes our Hall of Fame. So where can members find that information on the website to maybe nominate someone for an award?
Yeah, absolutely. So several awards are available, including the Joe A. Harvey Distinguished Service Award, our Diversity Award. We have a Professional Excellence in Athletic Training Award, and of course, our IATA Hall of Fame members. So if you go to the IATA website, it's iata-usa.org, you can find the links for the honors and awards, which has all of the requirements for those nominations.
And then just kind of going off of that as well, can you talk about these scholarships as well as the research grants that are offered, and again, how individuals can apply for those?
Yeah. So everything is available online. The diversity scholarship is $1,000, and we have another one that's for a research grant for certified athletic trainers that want to promote scholarly research in Indiana. And all of those applications are available online, and it's a really easy process. So the committee will meet and review all the applications and then select a winner that way. So it's been great to see some of the things that have come across and the ideas that students have. So we definitely encourage people to check that out.
I think one of the things many people, maybe members of the IATA saying specifically, you know, many of them have maybe have checked out the website and have viewed some things. But if you haven't been to the new website, please go on there. It's a fresh new look. I think things are just easier to navigate. Everything is really well done on the website. And again, back to the Cordon Group and their help, again, being our association management company doing that. One of the things I think members may not know is we actually have a members only section on the website. Mm-hmm. Members only section. So could you talk about the new forum that's on there called IATA Chats, which is on the members only section of the website?
Yep. So it's really neat because it gives our athletic trainers a platform that's open to ask questions and really just have a statewide dialogue for individuals that feel as though they may not have an outlet or an opportunity to ask a question on a national platform, because, you know, as on a national platform, you couldn't get a wide variety of responses. Whereas as an IATA member, it's that opportunity for that statewide dialogue where it's going to be a regional perspective. So we're, you know, as athletic trainers with our own state, we're going to understand the State Practice Act and how things work in terms of the IHSAA and, you know, different issues that might come up whenever it is with respect to, again, the practice acts or just having someone locally, I think, can give athletic trainers a, you know, a little bit of peace of mind, because you know that you're going to have a question answered that's going to have a more regional focus, and it creates a really good opportunity to network. So I think that is one of the best possible situations to have like-minded individuals within a healthcare setting that really want to implement changes at a state level, and having that opportunity to have that state discussion with people, with your peers who are going through the same thing, who are having the same kinds of trials and tribulations, who are going to have, you know, similarities and challenges just simply because they live in the same state that you do. I think it creates a really good opportunity for people to just have that discussion and to create dialogue and to be intentional about information that they want to access or to share. So I think it's a fantastic opportunity for membership to take advantage of and understand that we are collectively all fighting for the same things, and it gives us a good opportunity to network with the right people. So I think it's a great opportunity for members, and I hope that people continue to look at that and, you know, think about the opportunity to share their perspective, because we all benefit from it.
Another new change to the IATA, in addition to our updated logo and renovating the website, is the new job posting page on the website.
Yeah.
Could you talk about how athletic trainers in Indiana can benefit from this job posting website on our on the IATA website, and then also talk about maybe some benefits that organizations that hire athletic trainers can benefit as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think from a hiring perspective, and, you know, being in that environment where I see a lot of people go through that hiring process, you know, we have a better understanding of you typically, those that are involved in professional groups such as the IATA, we understand that those are committed to the growth of their membership. And so that in effect gives you a more qualified candidate, because you know someone is participating in an organization where they're committed not only both to their personal growth, but their professional growth. And so I think employers understand that if they go to a state website such as the IATA, they're looking at more qualified candidates because they can bring greater potential, and they can bring business to the employer because they are more connected. You know, athletic trainers are an integral part of orthopedic groups. We have, you know, an inordinate amount of connections between athletes and coaches, and physicians that we've worked with in the past, and we have a really good ability of creating connection between the people that we work with. And I think employers understand that, you know, if you are involved at a professional level and they advertise from a membership-based approach, that they are going to see more candidates that are local, that are already invested in the community, and that definitely can enhance their business model for sure.
Yeah, I never even thought about companies looking at that and saying, oh, I'm going to get a maybe more committed employee or somebody that is invested in our community. So that's a huge benefit for organizations that are looking to hire athletic trainers. And you can go on the website and get information to be able to how to post a job. And then athletic trainers looking for a job, the postings will be up as businesses make those agreements with the IATA.
Absolutely. So, yeah. And I think if they, you know, were to see on a resume that a individual was an individual that chose to participate in leadership within the state association, that's definitely a key indication that I think the member is involved and understands, you know, from an athletic training perspective, you know, what it means to be a professional and what it means to have patient-centered care. And so I think there are so many things about IATA membership that can only benefit the athletic trainers in the state of Indiana for sure.
And speaking of engagement with our members, the IATA is made up of members, and that's how we operate. And so it's all of us members working together to better ourselves within the state of Indiana and overall benefit the profession of athletic training. One of the things that the IATA wants to continually do is make sure that we're communicating the best we can with the membership. Right. So could you talk about the ways that the IATA communicates with the members?
Yeah, so we have several different things, whether it is our social media blasts or our emails or just postings that they have on the website. There's always fluid information that is being exchanged because we meet as a committee on a monthly basis. And as a member, it's incredibly important to be aware of, the opportunities for outreach in terms of, you know, where can we make an impact with legislatures? Where can we become involved on a state level? Where can we become involved with our state meeting? So definitely, I think that if you were to just go in and peruse the website, it would give everyone an opportunity to see that there are a lot of partnerships and connections to be made, and it's a good resource for that.
And since you mentioned the annual meeting, we'll talk a little bit about that. It's one of the biggest events of the year for the IATA to put on the annual meeting. Now, minus this year in 2020 of COVID-19, right. We weren't able to meet in person.
Right.
And we did have a virtual sessions, but could you talk about the great value of the IATA meeting and then why athletic trainers should come to this event in the future?
Yeah. So I would say one of the biggest opportunities for individuals within the state of Indiana to network is at the state meeting. So it gives everyone an opportunity to get to know everybody from the collegiate, you know, realm to the high school realm to the clinical realm to the physicians that come speak at the meeting. It's an invaluable resource for individuals to, you know, learn the latest and greatest in terms of the presentations that are being given and to meet the physicians that come in with different groups. I know I've networked with several individuals, when I was younger, right out of the collegiate program. That is where I definitely looked up to my mentors at IU. I had some of the greats, Katie Grove, John Trader, Kip Smith, all of them have green jackets, right? So, you know, something that we just are so envious of, I'm sure. But it was an opportunity to see them outside of the classroom as well. So for the students to come in and see the professors interact, I think it's another good opportunity to see what there is beyond your graduation day, and to see what you can do with athletic training in terms of, you know, different clinical practice settings. The state meeting is a huge opportunity to see what's going on locally and to interact with some of the best athletic trainers in the practice, who are discussing things that are important to them. And it's powerful. It's powerful. As a young student, I distinctly remember going to my first state meeting, and you know, I felt small in a big world, even though I went to IU, which is, you know, massive. But when you go and you're amongst all of your peers, that gives you a sense of unity with everybody that you are with, and to understand that they are like-minded and even different-minded, you know, different perspective is good. So it is a great opportunity just to be amongst athletic trainers who all have the same goals, the same vision, who are motivated and excited about athletic training, and they're happy to share their knowledge with you. And absolutely, they love networking. So the state meeting is a fantastic opportunity to see people that you know, showcase their talents, and learn something new, and hopefully take that back to practice and implement those things as well. So I highly encourage people to attend the state meeting, because it's a great resource. And you never, never know when that next job opportunity or you know, situation comes up where you might be looking for a position. And if you've already made those connections prior to that opening up, it is a great resource to have in your back pocket for sure.
Yeah, you mentioned a lot of legends there in that.
For sure. I mean,
just three legends in, but we have so many wonderful athletic trainers that do so many great things for the state of Indiana, but also nationally. Absolutely. So for those members that don't know, I mean, Indiana is a leader in athletic training, always forward thinking. Mm-hmm. And again, this annual meeting gives you that opportunity, like Sarah said, to get out and meet these legends and right. see people that have gotten green jackets. And, you know, it's a humbling experience to see and talk with these individuals. And then even if you network with people at the state meeting, there's a good chance, even if they don't have a green jacket now, they'll probably have one in the future, or there may be a hall of, you know, an IATA Hall of Famer or future Hall of Famer. So it is a very humbling experience. I agree.
Absolutely. A great opportunity to learn from them, because, you know, many of them have been practicing for a long time, and they've, if there's been a situation, they've been through it and they've handled it, and they are a great wealth of information just from that standpoint, from their experiences alone, let alone what they have, you know, to lecture about or to inform us about. So absolutely great opportunity at the state meeting for sure.
And we know that not everyone is going to be able to make it to the state meeting. And then, like I said, you know, we had to do a virtual session in 2020.
Yes, so we're all ready for COVID to just go bye-bye.
Yes, agreed. And so could you talk about how we post our virtual events, our virtual CEUs, and our relationship with EBP Central?
Yep. So that's a great collaboration. EBP Central puts everything all online. You can log in and log out at your leisure, and it gives you opportunity for great CEUs. They have really good topics from, you know, athletic trainers within a rural community, how to establish that, athletic trainers and patient-centered care, athletic trainers and billing and coding. So it's a really good opportunity to check out sessions that are all about the advancement of the athletic trainer, increasing your value and your worth, increasing your business knowledge and skills is a big partnership that they have with regards to what's called the Boat Academy, which is through the Clark Group Associates. So great opportunity to check out courses that you may not see otherwise.
And just to let members know that if you get onto the website, again, we're encouraging people to go on the website because it's so great. But if you also go to the members only section, you will find a discount code for EBP Central, but you have to go to the members only section and check it out. And I'll just say, while you're there in the members only section, check out all the other resources that are there. Again, for you, the athletic trainer, people are working hard to make sure that we put a lot of resources out there for you all. So please go check it out, and you can get a discount code. So that's kind of my little plug there.
Yeah. Who doesn't love a discount, right?
Yeah. Just a little. Who doesn't want that?
Exactly.
Shifting gears just a little bit here. I want to talk about AT's Care Indiana. Could you talk about who they are and what their role is within the state of Indiana?
Absolutely. So one of the things that they are making sure that we have is a platform for athletic trainers in case something comes up. So it's a critical incident kind of opportunity for people if they need to reach out whenever there is something that we don't quite know how to handle or something that hasn't occurred before. So it's definitely something that I think follows along with our ability or our need as athletic trainers to connect whenever something happens and we don't quite know how to manage it. So in the past, there really was not that resource. And so this gives us an opportunity if something unexpected or tragic or catastrophic comes up, then it gives athletic trainers a resource for someone to reach out to and to be able to just, you know, talk through it and find resources within the state association.
And it's athletic trainers that are trained in stress management and critical incidents, responding or communicating with those that have been involved. That's correct.
Yep, you got it.
And, you know, one of the things I think many people think about is they think that it's only maybe for a traumatic event that happened to one of your patients. But it's more than that. It's more about if you've had any type of critical incident, whether that's, and I know this is something that AT's Care is pushing. It's not just for patient care that had an incident, but maybe you had a family member that died of COVID-19 and you need to reach out to somebody just to be able to talk to somebody. It's hard sometimes to talk to somebody that doesn't know athletic training, and while they can show compassion, it's just different when you're talking with an athletic trainer that may understand what you're going through or may have gone through what you went through.
Right. It's a peer-to-peer system that helps anybody.
Yeah. So again, if you go on our website, you can find their information. You can also find the AT Care website on the NATA as well and get in contact with them. And they'll get you directed in talking with an athletic trainer. You know, we talk about relationships so much within the IATA and athletic trainers making relationships at the annual meeting and networking. But we also need sponsorships to be able to function as an IATA and be able to offer all these great benefits and all these great things that we do for the profession of athletic training. So could you talk about why the IATA has sponsors and why it's important that we continue to have sponsors year after year?
Sure. So I can say from experience with that in the past that it just helps foster good relationships between the people that we value and those that value athletic trainers. So sponsorships, we rely on them in order to function as a society because it's, you know, having a lobbyist is not free. Having a management group is certainly something that's a cost to the state association. And so the sponsorships allow us to have a little bit more leeway in our budget to provide all of the services that we put forth. You know, just, you know, something, we are obviously a volunteer-based organization, which is incredibly needed and warranted, but you know, not everything is obviously free. So the sponsorships are crucial in terms of making sure that we strive as a state organization, and it continues, like I said, to foster relationship between the companies that supply our product and, you know, the individuals that work at those organizations that we've established long relationships with. I know, you know, places like John Joy and several other groups, we've just had a long-standing, strong relationship with those groups. And so to continue to have them support us in that way as a sponsor is really important, and we do value those relationships and the opportunity that that provides for us as a state group, as well as those personal connections that you make with those individuals who work the companies. You know, Methodist Sports Medicine, we've been around for a really long time, and I know that some of our contracts for our DME products have been over 25 years long. So having those partnerships can help, you know, further your mission in many ways, and having them, you know, support us from a sponsorship perspective is really helpful as a state organization that functions solely on volunteers.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that. Well, I didn't have any other questions today. That was kind of my nuts and bolts, kind of one I wanted to get out to the IATA membership to let them know what the IATA is doing for the profession of athletic training, as well as some of the benefits and resources that are out there for IATA members. Do you have anything else you would like to tell the members, or you'd like to, any other information that members should know about the IATA? And
yeah, so I would love for all of our members to take the initiative to attend a state meeting. So the state meetings are open forum, and they are an opportunity for members to listen in on what our state association does on a monthly basis and the discussions that we have. So, you know, they can't be present for some of the voting things that occur during the state meetings, but members are encouraged to call in and listen to the state association members to give you some perspective. Because before I was involved with state committees, I really had no idea or understood the depth of things that go on behind the scenes. And I think, you know, it's easy for members to want to say, well, what does my membership do for me? And if you just listen in on those meetings, you're going to understand that it's a committee for them, working hard for them every month and discussing critical issues that affect our practice. So I would love to see more people within the state of Indiana become involved in leadership, because it's an opportunity for them to have a voice, and them serving on the committee, the executive committee and the, you know, the members are a listening ear. So if they have any things or concerns, it's a huge opportunity to become connected and be an integral part of the membership, not just be a member, but be an integral part of the membership. So I think it strengthens our members to become involved for sure. You get to learn from some of the greats. You know, the presidents are the presidents for a reason. You know, they've been working hard for the athletic training profession for a long time. So I would encourage all of our members to get connected, consider some leadership opportunities, and, you know, if they have issues or concerns, it's a platform for them to make sure that as members, we all work together collaboratively.
And absolutely. I think sometimes members think, well, I don't want to be a committee chair, or I don't want to be the president of the IATA. What are some opportunities for members to say, hey, I have a couple hours throughout the year that I could volunteer? How can I be involved? But I don't want to, like, you know, have tons of responsibilities, but I still want to be involved. What would you respond to that?
For sure. I would tell them to contact me. We have opportunities all the time for, you know, goals that we have set up or strategic plans that we've made that would be beneficial to have another voice. So again, make the committee work for you, make the membership work for you, and be a voice for this platform. It is going to be something that is truly going to make sure that you're heard, and you have a platform to do that. So contact me as a membership committee person for sure, or anyone on the website. We're always looking for people that are interested in furthering the athletic training profession.
Absolutely. So if you guys are interested in joining and being a part of the IATA and being involved, being a truly active member within our within our profession, within our association, please contact anybody on the website, any executive committee, any committee chair, anybody's name that's on the website and there's an email, they are more than happy to answer your email and communicate with you. One of the other things I also want to let membership know is, I would hope that you would know, but just to reiterate, your membership dollars to the IATA, when you renew your NATA membership, your IATA membership is included in that price and it gets funded from the NATA to the IATA. So people are like, well, I don't pay IATA dues. Well, you do, you may just not realize it. So just realize when you pay those NATA dues, you're paying your national due, your regional due, as well as the state of Indiana or the IATA. So, well, Sarah, thanks for joining me on the podcast. Anything else you want to talk about or?
No, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks everybody for listening to the IATA podcast today. This podcast will be labeled IATA Membership Value. And again, if you're interested in getting involved with the IATA, please reach out. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Indiana Athletic Trainers Association podcast, hosted by the Young Professionals Committee. The IATA would like to thank elite sponsor, Methodist Sports Medicine, silver sponsors, Myotech Sports Medicine and Community Health Network, and bronze sponsor, Ultra Ankle. Be sure to follow the IATA on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube for information on any upcoming events.